Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan. We're here at Fun Expo in Welland. We're talking with Rob D'Onofrio. Thanks a lot, by the way.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting us this year. We've come as a guest the last couple of years. It's been a great event.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have you guys here and help sort of promote the event and hopefully for next year get more word out there.
Oh, definitely. I know we've been promoting you guys from day one.
Yeah.
Even when we weren't appearing, we were promoting this show.
Well, Fun Expo was my first convention ever.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome to hear.
So I definitely had a good time.
Great.
So this is obviously your second year at Fun Expo.
No, actually seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I went fast.
I've missed quite a few.
Yeah.
What made you decide to start Fun Expo?
Basically started, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I got a lot of collection from childhood and also throughout the years I've been collecting. So I just wanted to showcase my collection. So I got this small boardroom at City Hall, invited some schools to come in with the classroom just to come through it, and it just escalated from there to a larger event to get some vendors and charity involved.
Nice. Now, I noticed you said your friends, so that's like the local 501st?
Yeah, 501st, the Rebel Legion, and our local group that's been expanding as well.
Nice. It wasn't until our mutual friend John Bomber told me, I didn't realize how big the 501st was.
Yes.
So it's actually incredible, but I'm sure like many other people, they've had a good time every time they've come here.
Absolutely.
I keep joking with John, I'm like, wonder when they're going to do a two-day event.
It's a lot of work to run a two-day event. I'm not sure if I'm ready to do that, but who knows?
Now, have you guys always run it out of Welland?
Yes. I like to keep it local because this is where I was born and raised. And initially, what I was trying to do is get more people involved locally so I don't have to travel to do something like this. Or other people don't have to travel. Some can't afford it. So this is pre-event. Do what you want.
And it's obviously good exposure for the sellers, the artists, the cosplayers.
Yeah.
So what do you see in the potential future as far as where you want to take Fun Expo?
I think we're almost at sort of its limit, but I just like to change the variety of vendors, change the variety of different things, props and stuff like that, just so, because I see a lot of people come from the last 7 years, same people are coming through, so, and every year they say, oh, you did this a little different, so it's nice that way.
Nice. Now, as far as for our listeners, where else can we kind of find information other than your Facebook page for Fun Expo? Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do have a website, www.forceunitedniagara.ca. Basically, any events that we do throughout the year, I'll post up there. There'll be sections for all the photos today on there, too, that you can download if someone's taking pictures. But any information on the amounts we've raised throughout the years will be posted on there as well.
Nice. Well, Rob, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You. Congratulations on the event.
Congratulations.
And,
it's fun. And again,
success.
Thank you for having us letting us have a table here.
I appreciate it. I hope you'll be back next year.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.